Let's say it. Good evening. It's so nice to be able to be here tonight to share the gospel message. And I have some three short passages that I want to read from the Bible today. I hope everyone have their Bibles here tonight. The first verse I would like to read is from Isaiah chapter 52. The verse is found there in this chapter, looking forward to the coming Redeemer. Isaiah chapter 52, Isaiah the Hebrew prophet was speaking about the gospel, the time in which the good news that will be presented to the world. Chapter 52 and verses 6 and 7, Isaiah is speaking forward about the future time from his point of view. He says, listen to this, beloved friends, beloved brothers and sisters. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. And Isaiah continue, and he's saying, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Then put your finger here and turn with me to Romans chapter 5. And there I want to read a few verses as well. Romans chapter 5. And the verses that I want to read is found in this chapter. Verses 6, 7, and then 8, 9, and 10. And please follow me as I'm reading these verses. The Apostle Paul is writing. And he's saying, for when we were without strength, in due time Christ, the Messiah, have died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And one more verse or two in Romans chapter 1, if you will turn back to this chapter, and I want to read two verses there, in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And again, the Apostle Paul writing, and he's saying to the brothers and sisters in the local assembly in Rome, and he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, of the Messiah. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. For therein, in that gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And I'm going to stop here with the reading of the Word of God. Now, I don't know about you, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends. I find myself oftentimes listening to the news, especially to the news what's going on in the world around us, especially, specifically in connection with the Middle East and the land of Israel. And I don't know about you, what you have heard in the last couple of days, not only in the Middle East, but also around the world, of what's going on in the world in which we live in. Just a few days, 17 people were murdered in the city of Paris. Just a few days earlier, other people have been killed in Syria, in Iraq, in many countries around the world. Yesterday, they were searching for some people in Belgium because terrorism and problems arising here in this world in which we live in. Listening to the news today is listening to so many things, so many problems that existing in the world in which we live in. It only shows us that we lived in a sad, sad world where sin is rising up, problems among nations, and we are really ready for the time in which the Lord Jesus is going to come in His second coming. He promised that He is going to come, and when He is going to come in His second coming, He is going to judge this world in righteousness. And the only good news that we have is found right here in the Bible, in the Word of God. It is the glad tidings. News about the love of God. News about the need that every one of us have, forgiveness of sins. Repenting towards God and accepting what God has done for us. This is the only good news that we can hear today. We listen to the radio, we watch the television, we are on the internet, we listen to so many things that are going on in this world. And every time we hear the news, we're getting discouraged because problems upon problems are rising in this world. And the only good news that we can have, that we can hear and enjoy, and it will give us peace in our hearts, is the news concerning the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Some 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul was the one that first of all rejected the person of Jesus, the Messiah. Do you remember? He was standing there in Acts chapter 7. We read about the time where Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned. The Apostle Paul, this is Shaul before he became a believer in Jesus, the Messiah. He was standing there just like the others, rejecting the testimony of Stephen concerning the person of our Lord Jesus the Messiah. And Paul himself, this is Shaul himself, wanted Stephen to be killed. Later on, when he was so zealous for the God of Israel, he wanted to harm all those who believe that Jesus is the Messiah. So he began his journey toward the city of Damascus. And on the way to the city of Damascus, the Lord Jesus met him and he spoke to him and he says, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? And Shaul was so convicted, recognizing that when he was persecuting the believers, he was actually persecuting the Lord Jesus, the Messiah himself. And he fell upon his face and he became blind, acknowledging who Jesus was. And from that on, beloved brothers and sisters, this man by the name of Shaul, whose name also is called Paul, became a servant of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And from there on, the Apostle Paul received so much revelation from the glorified Christ, the glorified Messiah. And he began to share the message of the gospel. And the theme of this young people retreat or young people conference is, what is the gospel? I wish every one of us will be so clear of the meaning of the gospel. The gospel, in Hebrew we call it besorah, it is a good news. It is news that God has provided a way in which a sinful man such as myself can be right with God. You see, beloved friend, if you are not a believer here, those of us that are Christian, that are believers here, know this very, very truth very well in our own hearts. Sin have placed us a distance from God. When Adam have violated the word of God in the Garden of Eden, Adam have plunged the whole human race into sin. And sin made us at a distance from a holy and a righteous God. And no wonder the Gospel of John says that men love darkness rather than light. Because sin, the sin nature that we have, placed us at a distance from a holy and a righteous God. So God is going to judge man who is a sinner without Christ, without the Messiah. So God did something about it. And the gospel, beloved friend, is a good news, as the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 52 and verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bring the gospel, the besorah, the glad tidings. What is this glad tidings? The good news is an assurance and a promise that there is a possibility for a sinner to be right with God if he only will accept what God says about himself. And so we read in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 7, how beautiful are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publishes peace, that bring good news and publishing salvation. You see, beloved friend, there is a way in which a sinner can be right with a holy and a righteous God. But how is it possible? People over the years try to fix this problem. Some are trying to be right with God by doing good deeds. Others are trying to be right with God by appeasing him. There are those just like Adam of old who try to be right with God by covering himself with fig leaves and trying to appear right before God. Others, like later on, like a man by the name of Cain, have approached God on the basis of his merit. And it didn't work. It just doesn't work. And what happened is, because man is trying to appease God, he doesn't succeed. And he finds himself still unable to lift himself up and to be right with God. And that's why God teaches us this greatest lesson. And I believe the Apostle Paul wanted to communicate this with all those who read his letter, the book of Romans, of which I read today two portions, in Romans chapter 5 and in Romans chapter 1. And I please would like you please to turn to these two passages, and I want to just highlight some things here. In Romans chapter 5, beloved brothers and sisters, we see three things that the Apostle Paul communicated with the Romans. He was saying three things about the human race. The first thing, in verse 8, he shows the activity, the doings of the human race. He's saying in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, he says, but God, he commendeth his love towards us. Notice that in verse 8, that while we were yet sinners. Now let's pause here for a moment. What is sin? Men don't realize what sin is. You know, sometimes we think that sin is only when somebody murders someone or committing some terrible act of sinful act. But the Bible tells us that sin, let me just read to you just some verses from scripture, what the Bible tells us what sin is. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, the Bible say, John said that sin is a transgression of the law. Every one of us that was born into this world know very well that we violated the law. We violated God's laws. Oftentimes, because of our sin nature, we violated the laws of the land. Sin is a transgression of the law. How often we find ourselves violating the law of God? It is coming out of a nature that we have called sin nature. In the book of Proverbs, the King of Solomon says in chapter 4 and verse 9, he says, thoughts of foolishness is sin. Beloved friends, who of us can say that we haven't had some foolish thoughts in our mind, in our heads at times? Every foolish thought, according to the King Solomon who wrote the book of Proverbs, is sin before a holy and a righteous God. We read in Romans chapter 14, and it is the Apostle Paul who said, whosoever or whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans chapter 14 and verse 23. How many times we do not simply trust God for what he is and what he said? Whatsoever is not of faith is sin as far as God is concerned. And James, Yaakov said in James chapter 4 and verse 17, knowing how to do good and not doing it is a sin as far as God's concerned. And so you see what we really learn here, that when the Bible say in Romans 3 verse 23 that all have sinned, this include all of us. All of us fell short of the demand of a righteous and a holy God. He is holy, he is pure, he is righteous, he is undefiled, and yet you and I, as a descendants of Adam, we have fell into sin. And the Apostle Paul said, when we were, as it says, I'm sorry, in verse 8 he says, while we were yet sinners, Christ the Messiah have died for us. He didn't wait for us to be improved. He didn't wait for us to get better. While we were yet in activity of sin, he was willing to come from heaven and to give his life a ransom for many. He was willing to lay down his life. This is Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. He didn't wait for us to improve. And I hope tonight, if you are here without the Lord Jesus, that you don't think for a moment that God is expecting from you to get better. He wants you to recognize that you have inherited a sin nature and you need him as your Lord and as your Savior. You need him as the one that would pay the price for the punishment that you and I deserve to pay. But then notice what Paul is continuing now, and I'm going backwards to verse 6 right now. Not only the activities of men, the doings of men, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Notice in verse 6, he is now showing the state of everyone, of every human being in this world. He says, when we were without strength, in due time Christ have died for us. You see, beloved friends, when we were without strength, no ability to rise, no ability to do something for the Lord, without strength because of the weakness that we have a state of weakness. The human race, though he seemed to think himself so strong, and yet God is saying, you are weak. In reality, really, you are alienated from God. You are in a state of weakness. You need to accept the Lord who came and died for you, even in a time of your weakness, your shortcoming. Notice the expression, Christ, the Messiah, died for the ungodly. Now imagine, you know, I mean, this is what the Apostle Paul was so overwhelmed. He was so overwhelmed. He says, how is it possible that God will send his son to die for those who are against God? You know, this is the amazing truth of the gospel. When we ask the question, what is the gospel? The gospel is that God was willing to send his son to die on a cross to be penalized for our sins and then to die and to rise from among the dead. This is the gospel. So we find, first of all, the activity, the doing of man. He's sinner. Secondly, the man is alienated from God. When we were without strength, God did not wait, but he sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die for those who were ungodly. Think about this. You know, we have been singing about this old story. If you would have told me about 30 years ago, Brother Gideon, would you like to sing that song? I'll tell you, don't. You just keep this song for yourself. I don't want to have anything to do with this person by the name of Jesus. But when the Spirit of God have opened my heart and opened doors of you are here, your hearts, and you have accepted him, and you realize that you were this ungodly, that you and I have been this one that were alienated from God, and Christ the Messiah was willing to give his life for us. What a precious truth the Apostle Paul is presenting before the readers, the people at Rome, and he presenting it before us today by the Spirit of God. And look at the third thing here, beloved friends, not only the activity of men, not only the state of the human race, but look at this, the depravity, the nature of the whole human race. We find out in verse 10. When we were enemies, we were reconciled by the death of his son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now, Paul could say, I was an enemy of the Lord Jesus. All of us, if we are truly honest before God, we can say, like the Apostle Paul, we were enemies of God. You know that man is at enmity against God. Sin have caused us to become God's enemies. And no wonder men in the world today do not want to hear about God, do not want to hear about the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, because this sin nature that we have put us at a distance from God, and we become his enemies. We become those who do not want to hear this true and living God by nature. And Paul is overwhelmed. And he says in this chapter 5 and verse 10, he says, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. All these three things that we have read, without strength, we were sinners. When we were enemies, in order to restore man to himself, a price had to be paid. And this is the beauty, beloved friend, of the gospel message. The price was paid that God sent the Messiah, the Savior, his very own son to this world, who was born to the Virgin Miriam in the city of Bethlehem, and he lived for 33 years here in this world, and he went to the cross of Calvary. There God had punished him. He was the just, we were the unjust. And he was bringing us to God on the basis of this finished work, when he died for us on the cross. I mean, it is incredible how the Apostle Paul is seeking to explain this to those to whom he wrote. So, three things we learn here from Romans chapter 5. When we were without strength, when we were sinners, when we were enemies. Now let me ask you, if you are here without the Lord Jesus tonight, don't you see yourself here, right here in these verses? Don't you honest in your own heart can say, really, I am a sinner? You know, it is very hard for people to say that they are sinners, because after all, everybody thinks that he or she are pretty good. I haven't committed some big sins. I haven't done so many big things that are wrong. But listen, the Bible say that sin is a transgression of the law. Sin is thoughts of foolishness. Sin is that which is not of faith. Sins is knowing to do good and not to do it. As far as God is concerned, this is sin. This makes one really a sinner, a violator of God's law. And all of us have been in debt. All of us by nature are in debt condition. And yet Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Redeemer, when we were without strength, when we were sinners, when we were enemies of God, He sent His Son, the Messiah, to come to this world, to give His life a ransom for many. So those who will accept Him will receive forgiveness of sins. One of the greatest verses in the Bible, as far as I'm concerned, and those of you that are born into a family of believers, recite this every day, you might say, or every time at home. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, the love of God is so precious to the heart of each and every one of us who already came to know the Lord Jesus, our Savior and our Messiah. Now go with me back to Romans chapter 1, please. Now in Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is giving us clear description of what the gospel is. And notice how he began when he writes to the believers at Rome. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And you might ask the Apostle Paul, Paul, why aren't you ashamed of the gospel? And Paul, tell us why is it so important for you, why you are so sure about this gospel message, and why you are not ashamed of it. He was writing to the people of Rome. At Rome you have the Caesars, you have the intellectuals, you have the bright men of this world at Rome. But the gospel message is speaking about the person who came and died on a Roman cross and was set aside as far as the world is concerned. Someone might ask the Apostle Paul, Paul, what is so special about this gospel? Paul understood it in his own heart, and I hope all of us understand this in our own hearts. Paul was not ashamed of the gospel because he understood very well what it meant when he said the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news. He understood that he as a descendant of Adam has sinned against God. He understood that he deserved to be punished. He understood that he was one of those individuals who were without strength, who was sinner, who was enemy of God. He understood that. But he had accepted Jesus, the Messiah. He invited him into his heart. He confessed before God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. So Paul could say, Shaul, Paul could say, I'm not ashamed of this body of truth, of the fact that God did something about my need, that He sent His Son, the darling of His bosom, to this world, and that He was punished on the cross for the sins of mine, Paul is saying, and you and I can say, He was punished for our sins, for my sins. I am deserving to be punished. I am deserving to be judged, and yet He was willing to take my punishment when He was placed and hanging there on the Roman cross. And Paul said, I am not ashamed of this. Why? Because here I have something that no one can give me. Nothing in the world can provide. You see, that's why people are looking for religious a system to try to appease themselves, to try to find peace, shalom with God, and they can't find it. Some people trying to be happy and satisfied, they try it with drugs, they're trying with alcohol, they're trying with sex, they're trying with friends, they're trying everything upon the face of this world, and they are still not happy and satisfied. Paul's saying, I found someone that give me peace. With all my sins, so great, so many, now have been washed away through the precious, precious blood that the Son of God, the Messiah Jesus, was paying when he died for me on the cross. And that's why he said, I am not ashamed. Because I know the only way that I will be right with God is on the basis of the finished work that the Lord Jesus has done for me. And you notice he continued in the very same verse. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why, Paul? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. You see what he's saying, the apostle Paul, he said, God now have the ability to take a sinner and to bring him into a relationship with himself. He's able to save a lost soul. In the gospel, we have the finished work of Christ, the Messiah, and the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the power of God. You see, if you want to be saved, you must recognize that you are lost. If you want to be right with God, you must recognize that you cannot do it on your own. If you want to be going to heaven, you have to realize that without Christ, you are going to hell. If you are going to get in, you must accept what Christ has done for you. He died for us. He paid a penalty for us. He was judged for us. And Paul says, this is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. Jewish or not Jewish. Rich or poor. You live in this country or in another country. It doesn't matter who we are. There is an ability now for a person to be right with God, and it is on the basis of the gospel. And the gospel, I remind you, beloved friends, it is the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, as man who paid the price on the cross for our sins. And no wonder Paul is not ashamed of it. No wonder he's not ashamed, because he knew that if he doesn't accept him, if he doesn't accept the Lord Jesus, he's heading to eternal separation from God. You know, people don't think about this today. Many people, and I don't know if you're here without Christ, the Lord knows your heart. You probably think you're going to live here for a long time. And then, you know, life is over and that's it. You know, just in the last day of 2014, I officiated a funeral here in Toronto. A young lady, 43, 44 years old. She passed away. Who knows how long time we have here? You don't know what's going to happen when we're going to leave the room, the meeting hall tonight, and we're going to go outside of this building. You don't know what's going to happen. Do you know if your sins are forgiven? Can you say with the Apostle Paul, I am not ashamed, my sins are forgiven. The gospel message is the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, paid for my sins. I know I am right with God, not because of me, but because of him. This is the beauty of the gospel. And Paul says, I don't care about the Caesars. I don't care about the mind, the brain that people have there in Rome, or what I know for myself, that God loves me. And he sent the Messiah to die for my sins. And I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah, for it is the power, the dynamite of God, unto salvation to everyone that believe. Dear friend, I do not know you. Most of the people I do know are brothers and sisters. Praise God for this. But maybe you are here tonight and you say to yourself, you know, I don't know how important it is to make sure to die tonight that I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. I do not know if I have to do this to make this decision tonight. I would like to tell you, you need to make this decision tonight because you don't know what's going to happen when we leave that door. And you can be forgiven like the Apostle Paul. We said, while we were yet without strength, while we were yet sinners, while we were yet enemies, there is someone who loved me, and his name is Jesus, and he was willing to come down to this world to be penalized for my guilt, for my sins. And so, now listen to this, and I'm going to close with this. In verse 17, he doesn't stop in verse 16. He says, of course, unto the Jew first and also to the Greek, to the nations. Because when the gospel is being preached to the world, it always was an order to the Jew first and also to the Greeks, to the nations of the world. And then he continues and he says in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith unto faith. What he's really saying in verse 17, he says, you see, dear friends of Rome, in this gospel, there is the righteousness of God is being revealed from faith unto faith. Now a holy God can take a sinful man and bring him or her to himself because they were now forgiven because the price for sin was paid. Now God, on a righteous basis, can take a sinner and say, I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to give you a sure eternal relationship with me. I'm going to give you something that you could never get from nowhere here in this world. I'm going to give you a relationship with me on a righteous basis. You see, some people think that because God is a loving God, that he can brush sin. And somehow we're going to sneak into the presence of God after we die because God is a good God. And he is a good God. But God is holy. And he demands justice. His righteousness must be vindicated. And therefore he must punish sin. And if we will not accept the work of Christ, he will have to punish us. And therefore the Apostle Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Because in this gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith unto faith. As it is said, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to conclude because I'm probably over time. I'm going to conclude and I want to challenge those of you here. Perhaps you are guests here tonight. You have been invited. You do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I'm going to challenge you tonight. Think of what has been said here. Think of the fact that if you are not right with God, you'll have to stand before him one day and you're going to have to face him. And the question that God will ask you is, what have you done with Jesus, with my son? I have given him for you. He died for you. He was buried for you. He rose again for your justification. What have you done with my son, the Lord Jesus? And I hope tonight, if the Spirit of God is speaking to you, that you will turn your heart to him. And like the Apostle Paul say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah. Because it is the power of God to save me, a sinner, who needed forgiveness of sins. May the Lord bless his word. And may the Lord get the glory. Let's just bow our head for a moment and pray together. Our God and our Father, we want to thank you for the Savior, our Lord Jesus, who paid the price for our sins. We are so thankful. And we, like the Apostle Paul, can say that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the Messiah. And because his finished work on the cross, it make it possible for us, our God and our Father, to be forgiven. And we are so thankful that our sins have been forgiven through our Lord Jesus. Father, if there's anybody here that is still without a Savior tonight, we pray that you will touch his or her heart and that will be a person saved tonight, we pray, for we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.